title. If I said to you, you come in here and hold Denver to 3 points, what would be your reaction to get that done?
It means we play well on defense. But we know if we go out there, like I said during the week, when we go out there, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and we execute in practice. And, you know, this week was different, a short week, so it had to be execution and a walkthrough. But you can just tell guys are talking, guys are communicating. We're trying to get to know offenses the best we can. So when we go out here on Sunday, we can just fly around. And I think that's what you saw today. You know, they made a couple plays, then we make a big play. And we got to continue to play that way. Work hard during the week so we can play fast on Sunday.
Devin, having a complete performance, both sides of the ball, coming away here with a convincing victory. Does it feel like redemption from last year a little bit for you guys?
It's definitely a good feeling. You know, for me being here 7 years, we've been out here a lot in some big games and fell short. So definitely felt good coming out getting a win. And, you know, this team's different. And it's a good team. And we found a way to win, you know, and I think that's the best part of it. You know, all sides of the ball, you know, offense get stopped, you know, the punt team punting the ball, pinning them deep, us getting the offense back on the field. And, you know, that's a good game, good executed game. And we got to try to make that happen every week, no matter how it plays out and how we have to play, you know, just complimenting each side of the ball.
Bill talked a little bit about the Logan Ryan reception, how it's a turning point that they've driven all the way down there. How much did that kind of help get you guys going?
That was huge, you know, especially coming off last Monday night where, you know, we got a couple sudden changes and ended up in bad areas in the red area and gave up 2 touchdowns. You know, this one was us on the field. You know, they're driving down the field. They enter the red area, and Logue makes that pick. You know, that was huge, I think, for us defensively and then for the offense to get back on after a big play. So that's the type of plays that win games, win big games down the stretches. Guys just stepping up, making individual plays in big moments. So we really got that all night. You know, obviously the 2 turnovers with the fumble at the end, but even the stops, you know, going out there just three and out, getting 3rd down stops, you know, right after another, I think kept the momentum and allowed us to play well all night.
From AFC's title now, every year you've been with the team, and then you got other guys like Chris Long putting on the hat for the first time, Chris Hogan on the other side. What are your thoughts on
that? Oh, it's always a good feeling. You come in and you see guys that, you know, have played in this league a while, have been really good players, and, you know, just haven't won, you know, division championships and things like that, and to see their excitement, see how excited they are coming in. You know, Marty came running in screaming, "Where's my hat?" You know, so it's a great feeling. And, you know, I think with just me and Gronk left from 2010 to win 7 years, I guess me and Gronk was the X factor.
How about your hit on the barrier in that 4th down play? How good did that feel?
It was big. You know, I think we were playing well all game, and we still had the lead. But, you know, I think for them, a score right there would have been huge just to, you know, change the game a little bit and get some momentum back. So, you know, I think whenever you get a stop on 3rd down, usually for a defense, that means you're off the field. And once the offense comes back and they're trying to go on 4th down, getting off the field really, you know, really hurts them and gets you energized. So just happy I got there in time to knock the ball off and got us off the field.
We got a report early that Malcolm Brown had to leave because of some stomach issues. And by the end of the game, he was continuing to be stout inside, eventually got a sack on the quarterback. What can we say about him and his development in year 2?
He's a tough player. You know, I think with him, just like a lot of the guys in the locker room, just a team guy. You know, stomach hurting, not feeling well, going to the locker room, you know, get an IV or two and comes back out there because he wants to help the team. You know, he knew once he went down, we had 2 defensive tackles up there. So he wanted to come back and, you know, he fought through. He came back out, asked him how he was, looked at me, said, "I'm good." You know, and he came back and played really well for us. And honestly, we needed that. You know, it's tough up here playing in Denver. You know, it's tough to catch your breath. And then out there, the more guys we have out there to play was key. And, you know, he's just continued to play well for us since his last year and then leading into this year.
How about the effects of catching your breath of Denver going hurry up early on?
We talked about it. You know, it was something we talked about during the week, and we were ready for it. The thing is, in practice, Coach Belichick makes it tougher than even in the game, you know, with the offense subbing, coming right back on the ball in practice and us having to get back to the ball, be ready to go. So, obviously, it's tough once you get in the game, but it was something we expected and we were ready for. And then once we got to the sideline and we talked about it and everyone was key, you know, we got to stop. Everybody was trying to get back to the ball, get the call, and be ready to go. So that was key for us. It helps the Hightower and Van Noy, who's calling the plays. If everybody gets back in the huddle, they can call it one time and we line up and play.
Big hit on Demaryius Thomas that really was able to seal the game, in essence. Did you understand the importance of the ball was coming in into his hands? You said, okay, I got to separate them? What's your mindset on that?
Yeah, just trying to get there as soon as possible. I'm not the biggest guy out there, so just trying to use my speed as power, and luckily knocked the ball off him, and we were able to get off the field. So whenever we get off the field, and especially once you get in the fourth quarter, in a game that, you know, we were kind of controlling, but it's still close score-wise, and you watch Denver throughout the year, they've really made a living off that, just keeping it close and then playing well in the fourth quarter. So Coach Belichick hit that. You know, they've led the league in fourth quarter scoring, and it was something we knew coming in, and we just had to keep playing well for 60 minutes.
Final question.
Devin, you have a chance to get a home field advantage. You already got a first-round bye, playoff bye, and AFC East champs. How important is that to the team? Maybe even based on last year, you were in a similar situation. It didn't work out.
Don't get me wrong. It's good, you know, to be able to stay at home and play, you know, the playoffs at home. But nothing's more important than us just going out there and playing well. You know, we got two more games left. We want to go out there and play well both of these games and just keep it going. I think, you know, we go out there and we don't play well and we still win. It's just not a good feeling. So I think the key for us is stick to the blueprint. You know, we come back another short week. We know what we need to do in the short weeks, though. You know, we got to come in, have a great, you know, whatever it is, walk through practice and get going and get ready to go on the Jets, because every time we play those guys, it's tough. So we know it's going to be a tough game coming in. We got to move past this game and get zeroed in on them right away. Thank you.